Hello.
Hi, is there Mr. Cooley?
Let's call it.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
Thank you. What is your age? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
41,
thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? White Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Black African American, Asian American?
Yep. Black African American.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. From 1 to 10?
I'll put about a 5.
5, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Cheryl Brown, a senator.
What is it now?
I'm going to mention some officials, and you tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Cheryl Brown, a senator.
I'm in the middle with his stuff. I don't approve or I don't know, man.
We can say somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president?
Somewhat disapprove.
Joe Biden as president?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution. Just let me know. Derek Marine.
Haven't heard.
Republican in Congress.
Okay, I haven't heard.
Never heard of that?
Nope.
Marcy Kaptur.
Yeah, I heard.
You heard some very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? About
somewhat
her.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable. About First Energy, the company?
I've heard somewhat favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Who?
In general.
Anybody?
Yeah, like a group. All of them.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. Depending on who you talk to, man. I mean, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but some of his policies are okay. Some of them wasn't. Like all the presidents. He fucked up with the insurrection. So around here, man, people that I'm sort of around, is not favorable at all. But there's other people around here he's favorable with. So it's just, you know, he's talking to him.
So So we can say maybe somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you.
Not tangible answers.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrats.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Man, shit. Probably Biden, man.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marine?
It'd be Marcy.
Marcy, thank you. Now, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider voting for him?
I'm just voting for him. Only thing I consider is voting for Donald Trump, and I won't even consider that. I'm just sick of both of the politicians for president. But any of these other Republicans, if it's not the governor, Mike DeWine, now he wouldn't even see my vote. Mike DeWine did some awesome things in Ohio, so that's the Republican that got my vote. But the rest of these Republicans is nutty buddy, so they can't get it. It's all Democratic stuff right now, and it's not because it's my party. It's just because they're making sense, man, and some of the stuff. Not all the stuff, but more sense than the Republicans, right? So it's Democrats I'm going to vote for, man.
Okay, thank you. And now, I'm going to read you a statement that some people... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Oh, I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years, actually, and she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference for you?
For Marcy Kaptur, if she feel like there's too many immigrants, you're saying?
Yes.
I don't care either way, man. They got to get that under control, but that don't make me more likely either, less likely to vote for it, no.
So probably somewhat less likely or no difference, we can say.
No difference.
No difference, okay. Got it. Now, I'm going to go over a couple of statements, and you can say
that
you don't know, that it's not true, it's more likely, no difference,